So when you, let's say you have a white wall and there's mold, and then you paint over it with white paint, and it looks beautiful, and it's beautiful, and it's like, all right, the mold was never there. But then God was showing me how the mold continues to grow beneath that paint, and it grows and it grows and it grows. So then whenever you have to fix that, there is more damage than there was to begin with. And that's what happens when you settle for a person that is not a believer, for a person that does not fear or love God, or if they do call themselves a believer, but they're really not. And that's what happens when you settle and you're in an unequally yoked relationship. It starts off nice. There's just a few red flags and you ignore them. And they're like, all right, but everything is great. You know, he loves me or she loves me and everything is going nice. But then you end up with way more damage than when you started, because there were just a few red flags and now you're seeing all the red flags. Hi guys, welcome to Creator Liz's Creation Podcast. My name is Shayla and I am back. I know I have been gone for a while. I have not, you know, posted anything in a little bit over a month. But I did go to Mexico and I am editing that video so I can put it out on YouTube, and, you know, God willing, I will have it out this week. It is a lot of editing just because it's a lot of like clips that I have to put together, and I also have to do like voiceover. So it's a little more complicated than editing, like, you know, when I'm shooting like just a regular episode. But I am so happy to be back. I hope y'all had a wonderful month. I honestly missed, you know, speaking to y'all and like, you know, sharing, you know, messages. And I actually prepared this message I'm about to share before I left to Mexico. We went to Durango, Mexico, and it was honestly such a blessing to be able to go and speak to the youth. And it was also like, you know, it was like a church event. So it was honestly just wonderful to receive, you know, prophetic word. And not only that, but just like God's word, and just to be able to meet different people. It was honestly just wonderful. So, you know, God willing, I will have that episode out this week. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead, and I do sound maybe just a little weird because I was sick. I was actually going to shoot last week, but I got really, really sick, and I kept coughing, and now I honestly feel much better, but, you know, I do have, like, you know, just a little cough, so, you know, my voice might be a little off, but, you know, we do this for the glory of God. And today I want to talk about, don't let your loneliness cause you to settle. And I want to talk about it because it's so important for us not to settle. And I feel like us, you know, when you're, you know, a youth and, you know, you're young and you're following Christ, it's really hard not to settle. It's really, really hard because, you know, this world, and you see so many people getting into relationships, but then, you know, it comes to a moment where God, you know, he asks you to be patient. You know, you're in that waiting season, and sometimes it becomes a little bit difficult, and, like, you know, you want to talk to somebody, and we have to be careful because the devil is always looking to make you trip and to make you, to distract you, to take you out of, you know, that path where you're following Christ and, you know, you're just full of God's word, and he doesn't want you to fulfill the calling that God has put, you know, over your life. So many of us don't want to be alone, and, you know, like a lot of people, I feel like, you know, they even tell me too that, like, you're asking for too much. Like, you're asking for a man of God, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that just don't really follow Christ, or they call themselves Christians, but they're in sin, and girl, you should just settle for one of them. And let me tell you what scripture says. So Matthew 7:11 says, "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask?" So scripture says it, like, you know, y'all sinful people know how to give gifts. And it's true. You know, a lot of us, you know, when we really want to surprise someone, we know how to give them a nice gift. And God knows how to give wonderful gifts for people that wait on him, for people that love him, for people that serve him. He knows how to, you know, give good gifts, and you just have to wait. So you're not asking for too much. If you're waiting for that woman, for that man of God, you are not asking for too much. Continue to wait and be in that waiting season. And, you know, God knows the desires of your hearts, but I feel like a lot of us, we love to ignore the red flags. We love to ignore the red flags. And the thing is that, you know, when I was spending time with God and I was preparing this word, I was telling God, you know, what do you want me to share? And, you know, like I was asking about, you know, unequally yoked relationships and, you know, what he wanted me to share about it. And he was telling me, Shayla, unequally yoked relationships. When you're unequally yoked, it's like when you have mold on the wall. And when you have mold on the wall, and it's like when you paint over it. So when you, let's say you have a white wall and there's mold, and then you paint over it with white paint, and it looks beautiful. And it's beautiful. And it's like, all right, the mold was never there. But then God was showing me how the mold continues to grow beneath that paint. And it grows and it grows and it grows. So then whenever you have to fix that, there is more damage than there was to begin with. And that's what happens when you settle for a person that is not a believer, for a person that does not fear or love God, or if they do call themselves a believer, but they're really not. And that's what happens when you settle and you're in an unequally yoked relationship. It starts off nice. There's just a few red flags and you ignore them. And they're like, all right, but everything is great. You know, he loves me or she loves me and everything is going nice. But then you end up with way more damage than when you started, because there were just a few red flags and now you're seeing all the red flags, but you're so deep into this relationship. And the thing is that God, when he tells you to let go of somebody, or when he tells you that this person is not for you, it's not because he's being a like mean God or something. No, it's because he loves you, because he's trying to save you from something that could potentially really, really be so damaging. And he was showing me that, and he was saying how unequally yoked relationships are when you paint over mold, because you end up with way more damage than when you started. And it's true, because you get with someone and you're in an unequally yoked relationship, and then you fall into sin, so you're in fornication. So then you don't even have a relationship with God anymore, because the more that you fornicate with this person, that you're in sin, you know, you can't serve two masters. You either are for the world or you're for God. And when you decide to choose that relationship over God, you end up so damaged, because that person is not going to respect you. That person starts to disrespect you. That person starts to cheat on you. That's when the lies happen. That's when you just really put yourself in a situation that God didn't want you to be in. And that's what happens when you settle for someone that you're not supposed to settle for. You end up so hurt. And, you know, I could speak on this, because that was me when God was telling me to let go of my ex, and I didn't want to. And every time I would end up hurt. And even though this dude would come back, and every time, bro, he would hit with, I changed, I'm different now. It was a lie. It was a lie. And every time I wanted to give up the benefit of the doubt, but it was crazy, because God was revealing, and he already revealed to me that this person was not for me. And I wanted to force it so bad. And, you know, he would say, oh, I changed, you know, I'm a different person now, and blah, blah, blah. And it was just a bunch of lies, because every time we would get into like an argument or something, he would like let out his true colors. And this dude was insane. And it's not that I'm trying to speak badly or ill on him, but it's like he was so mean. And God didn't want that for me. And, you know, I was settling, you know. And not only that, you also have to be careful, because the enemy is going to want to put thoughts in your mind like, you might as well settle for this person, you know, like that man or that woman of God that you're waiting for is never going to get, like, it's never going to come, like, you might as well just settle for whoever. And the thing is that the devil is a liar. He is such a liar, and he wants you to settle. He wants you, because he doesn't want to be worried about you anymore. Like, if you're if he's able to get you to settle for someone and then be in sin, he's like, all right, I don't have to worry about that person no more, because that person doesn't have a relationship with God. He or she is not a threat for the kingdom of darkness anymore. So, you know, like, we got that one out, you know, off our backs now. We don't got to worry about that person. And the thing is that we got to be a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Like, you know, when we serve God, and then not only that, but like me, you know, doing this podcast and sharing this word with y'all, like, you know, that's when you do stuff like that and you serve and you fulfill that calling that God has given you, you make the kingdom of darkness tremble. You make them shake. You make them afraid. That's why they start to attack and they start to be such a threat, because they're threatened by you. They're threatened by you. But whenever you're in sin and whenever you settle and you're in that unequally yoked relationship, you're not a threat. They're like, you know what? That's fine. We ain't got to worry about he or she or whoever, you know? So don't settle. Like, God doesn't want to see you damaged. And, you know, the thing is that we are called to have a Christ-like mind. So I'm going to read Romans 12:2. So Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So we are called to have a Christ-like mind. So whenever you're settling for someone, whenever you're in an unequally yoked relationship, that person does not have a Christ-like mind. So that person is going to cause you to fall into sin. That person, because, okay, the thing is that the customs of the world is when you're a boyfriend or girlfriend with someone, having relations is normal. Having intercourse is normal. That is part of the relationship. Like, everyone, literally everyone that's in a relationship, you know, they have intercourse, and that's normal, and it's normal in this world. But the thing is that that is not normal, you know, when you are serving Christ. When you are serving Christ, God calls us to walk in purity. Why? Because we are the temple of Christ. We're the temple, and, you know, the Holy Spirit is in us. So we have to stay away from, you know, having intercourse with people we're not supposed to. You know, we're supposed to walk in purity until, you know, marriage comes along and you get married, and that's like a whole different thing, you know, because God did create, you know, God created, you know, for us, of course, to have intercourse whenever you're married, but that's when you are married, not whenever you're single. And a lot of people, you know, they just sleep around, and that is so dangerous, because when you do that, you open the door to the enemy. You give the enemy access to you. And a lot of people, they view it as nothing, but whenever you do that, you become one with that person. So people are just out there becoming one with everybody. Like, bro, what is that? Like, you know, like, it reminds me of that. Yeah, y'all seen that guy where he's like, brother, what is that? Literally, like, brother, what is that?
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Like, no, you're not supposed to be doing that. And, but that's what is the norm, you know, in, you know, today's world. That's what's normal. And I want to read 1 Corinthians 6:12-20. So 1 Corinthians 6:12-20. So we're about to read about this, because this ain't just me saying this. This is scripture. This is God's word that says it. And it says, you say I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. You say food was made for the stomach and the stomach for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our bodies. And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he has raised our Lord from the dead. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is a part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scriptures say the two are united into one. but the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. So scripture even tells it, like scripture says, that you become one when you sleep with a person. So whenever you're sleeping with someone you're not supposed to be sleeping with, when you're in sexual immorality, and now you're thinking, why am I depressed? Why am I sad? Why do I feel this way? The thing is, the demons that person has in them, and then you're sleeping with them, you're becoming one with that person, and you're allowing the devil to have access to you. You do not know what's entering into you. You don't know what demons are coming upon you because you decided to sleep with the person you're not supposed to be sleeping with at all. And how does that happen? Well, whenever you decide to, you know, settle for someone you're not supposed to be settling with, when you decide to be unequally yoked with someone you're not supposed to be with, when you are in an unequally yoked relationship, that person does not have the Christ-like mind that you have. That person does not fear God. That person does not love God. That person does not respect the Lord. So that person is not going to think the way you think. That person is just not. They're going to be like, well, you know, I don't understand why we can't sleep together. And, you know, that happened to me whenever I was with my ex. And whenever, this was a while back when we were still, well, you know, God had told me to let him go. But, you know, I was being hard-headed. And we're hard-headed sometimes. And he was telling me, like, you know, I told him we can hang out. I was like, hey, like, we can hang out and stuff, but I can't sleep with you. And he was telling me why. It's normal. Like, I don't understand why you can't sleep with me. So, like, there was already conflict right there because he doesn't have the Christ-like mind that I have. He doesn't have the respect and the love and the fear of God. And that is so dangerous, you know, and you have to stay away from them people, and you have to be patient and wait on the Lord to provide that person that is for you. We all know the story of Abraham and Sarah. But the thing is that, you know, a lot of us, we're impatient. A lot of us, you know, we do what they did. And, it says in Genesis 16, now Sarah, Abram's wife, had not been able to bear children for him, but she had an Egyptian servant named Hagar. So Sarah said to Abraham, the Lord has prevented me from having children. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her. And Abraham agreed with Sarah's proposal. So Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian servant, and gave Abraham as a wife. This happened 10 years after Abraham had settled in the land of Canaan. So she ended up becoming pregnant, right? The servant. And the thing is that then it says in Genesis 16:5, then Sarah told Abraham, this is all your fault. I put my servant into your arms, but now that she's pregnant, she treats me with contempt. The Lord will show who's wrong, you or me. And the thing is that she was already treating Sarah wrong. So then Sarah started to treat her wrong. And it's just like caused so many problems. And they would have not had all these problems if they would have waited God's timing, if they would have just waited on God, because that's not what God had planned for them. That's what they decided to do because they were getting impatient. And the thing is that sometimes we decide to get impatient, and sometimes we want things done like this. And we're just like, you know what? I might as well just settle for this person because, like, you know, I'm waiting and like nothing is happening. But the thing is that God does everything at its perfect timing. And when you settle, like, that's when all the problems start to arise. That's when conflict, there's so much conflict, and there wasn't supposed to be conflict, but you decided to settle for someone that you weren't supposed to be with. And the thing is that we also have to be so careful because the devil knows what you like. He knows what you like. And okay, so I'm 5'10", right? So I'm pretty tall. And I don't know why. I just have weird taste, but I like short guys. I don't know. I don't know, okay? I don't know. It's because I always just dated short guys I don't like them too short, but I do like them a bit shorter than me. I don't know. And I like them like a little bit buff and like, you know, if they hit chest, I like them in the fuller side. So when they're short and a bit fuller. And the devil knows that I like that. So, you know, I have to be aware because, you know, someone looking like that could come along And you have to be careful because it's not just about appearance. If not, you know, where are their hearts? Like, are they focused on God? Do they love God? Do they fear God? And you have to really pay attention to those characteristics because, you know, us as Christians, we don't just date to date. You know, we date to see if, can I see a future with this person? You know, can this person be potentially be my husband, my wife, you know? And the thing is that, you know, that person is going to be raising your children, and it's not their looks that's going to be raising their children. It's their morals, their characteristics. You know, do they follow Jesus? Do they love God? And you have to be careful because you don't want to be in a situation that you could have prevented, but you decided to be impatient and you decided not to wait on the Lord and you rushed everything. And now, you know, 10 years later, you're in a situation you don't want to be in, and you just have to be careful. And meanwhile, that you're in this waiting period, fill yourself up with, you know, more of God, with more of his word, with just more of him. And while you wait patiently for things to happen, while you wait patiently for that miracle, for that promise that you're waiting to happen. And I also want to read Psalms 27:14. So Psalms 27:14 says, let me find it. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. So, you know, we live in a world where everything is quick, where everything is just quick, and, you know, people just want everything done quickly. But God says for us to wait patiently on him. So while you are in this waiting season, you know, fill yourself more with God. You know, start, you know, asking God, what is my calling so I can fulfill that? What can I do? How can I serve you? You know, just to, while you're just in this waiting period, and not just focusing on, don't use your singleness and focusing on, I need a relationship, I need a relationship, I need to get married. No. You know, singleness is a gift, and use it to focus and grow your relationship with Christ. And I also want to read Psalms 37:7. So Psalms 37:7 says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. So don't compare. Like, I feel like a lot of us tend to compare. And we're like, oh, but things are going great for him, or he's in a relationship, or she's in a relationship. And it's like, they're in sin. Okay. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people that I was comparing my life to, they were in sin. And it's like, God, but like, they're in a relationship. There's this and that. And God's like, you're a child of mine. It's okay. You're a child of God. Like, stop comparing. And I actually ended up having a dream because I was like comparing my life. And in this dream, God revealed to me, you know, because I was following a car really closely, you know, like in my dream, like it's just like I was following the car so close that I was like basically on top of the car. And I hate when people drive like that. And but in my dream, I was driving like that. And with that dream, God just showed me that you're too focused on other people's lives, and I need you focused on your walk with me. So with that, I also want to read Psalms 37:4 that says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you your desires, give you your desire, your heart's desires. So just focus on God. Don't compare your life. Don't compare your walk. We all have different walks, and just focus on God and he will fulfill the desires of your heart, you know, but just fill yourself up with him. And with that, I want to conclude this episode. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord. I pray for the person that is hearing or that is seeing this episode, Lord, that they wait patiently on you, God, and that they fill themselves up with more of your word, more of your presence, Lord. I pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they're able to be patient on you, that they wait on you, and that they use this season to just really grow their relationship with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I want to go ahead and invite anyone to my church, Corona de Gloria. We are located in Ferris, Texas. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this episode. God bless y'all. And I will see y'all next week in next week's episode. So God bless y'all.